Have you ever achieved something monumental only to think, is this it? That disorienting space where accomplishment brings both wonder and hell simultaneously is what Laura Gassner Odding calls wonder hell. It's the moment when your business finally takes off, your creative work gains recognition, or you land that promotion. And instead of pure elation, you experience a strange cocktail of emotions. Success isn't the end point we imagine, but a portal to greater possibilities than we previously envisioned. This realization brings what Gassner Odding calls the burden of your potential, a weight that attaches itself to your shoulders the moment you recognize your dreams can be bigger. The conventional wisdom about success, whether from hustle porn bros or boho chic influencers, fails to address this paradox. Success doesn't bring pure satisfaction, it brings a new set of challenges. You've proven you can climb one mountain, but now you see higher peaks on the horizon. You've outgrown your current identity, but haven't fully stepped into your new one. Once you glimpse your expanded potential, you can never unsee it. Simon Tam exemplifies this transformation. As founder of The Slants, the world's first all-Asian American dance rock band, he fought through years of legal battles when the U.S. Patent Office denied their trademark, claiming the name was racist. His persistence led to a unanimous Supreme Court victory, expanding civil liberties for marginalized communities. But the real transformation came afterward when Simon founded the Slants Foundation to support arts and activism for underrepresented communities. His expanded vision wasn't just about winning a legal battle, but creating lasting change. Luck isn't random, it's cultivated. Dr. Richard Wiseman found lucky people notice opportunities, trust intuition, stay optimistic, and turn setbacks into advantages. Consider Kara Brookins, who escaped an abusive marriage with four children and decided to build their house from scratch. Using YouTube tutorials and determination, they worked tirelessly. Through construction, they rebuilt not just a home, but their confidence and joy. Manifestation isn't magical thinking. It's directed attention. When focused on specific goals, your mind becomes attuned to relevant opportunities among countless daily inputs. You're not bending reality, you're recognizing possibilities that already exist. Your desired life begins when you believe it's possible. About 70% of us experience imposter syndrome, but consider, you're not the problem, the system is. The term itself reveals bias. Imposter suggests intrusion, while syndrome implies illness. When systems weren't built for people who look, think, or live like you, feeling out of place is natural. That doesn't make you inadequate. It makes the systems inadequate. You're not an imposter, you're an innovator. Brandon Farbstein, born with metatropic dysplasia and standing 3'9", transformed years of bullying into purpose when a TEDx talk helped him reclaim his identity at 15. He stopped internalizing others' perceptions and drove anti-bullying legislation in Virginia. His philosophy? Every part of me that is different is special. I can either love that person fully and go forward as a beam of light, or play small and hide. The world is a freak show, so embrace your uniqueness. What makes us different makes us valuable and equips us to solve problems for others. Lydia Fennett proved this at Christie's Auction House. After initially mimicking traditional auctioneer's stiff style, she found success by being authentic, cracking jokes, and showing her personality. By being herself rather than conforming, she's raised over $500 million for charity.
When emotions like dread and doubt surge forward, they may actually signal you're on the right path to growth. Our brains have an internal governor that tries to protect us from uncertainty. Instead of heeding its warnings, transform "danger, you've never done this before" into "woohoo, you've never done this before." When paralyzed by doubt, take action. Studies show people who go for it are happier 6 months later than those who stay put. It's not about motivation, but accountability. Carrie Lawrence, one of the first female F-14 Tomcat pilots, managed uncertainty by focusing on her span of control. Landing on an aircraft carrier, she concentrated on only three critical factors: This principle applies universally. Focus only on what's within your control to navigate any turbulent situation. The journey through WonderHell requires choosing partners who share your values and will support you unconditionally. Sometimes you need an outside perspective to see your full potential, someone who can reflect your true capabilities. Studies show how perspective shapes behavior. People who frame smoking as an action, I smoke, rather than an identity, I'm a smoker, are more likely to quit. Similarly, surround yourself with people who see your possibilities rather than your past failures. Don't just commit to deadlines. Commit to someone who constructively challenges you. Your ride or die should provide honest feedback that pushes your boundaries. In striving to meet their standards, you'll establish higher personal benchmarks. Your inner circle should include a successful mentor who challenges you, someone you can mentor yourself, and a peer on a similar journey for mutual support. The bigger your life and vision grow, the more distractions multiply. Success requires continuously fine-tuning priorities to focus on what truly matters. Saying, "I'm too busy," really means it's not a priority. We often overfill our schedules from external pressure or tying self-worth to busyness. Despite promises that we can do it all, the reality is simpler. When something matters, we make time for it. Rather than eating the frog first, entrepreneur Clay Hebert suggests creating a perfect calendar, designing your schedule around your peak performance times for different activities. Start with a blank slate and build your ideal day. Clear boundaries help implement this ideal schedule in reality. The goal of success isn't maximizing output. It's determining what's enough and actually enjoying what you've created. WonderHell isn't something to endure, but a journey to embrace. Each success brings new challenges and opportunities. The path forward is about learning to thrive within them, not escape them. While society favors extroverted leaders, Susan Cain notes that introverts often lead better, taking calculated risks and empowering innovation. Your leadership should reflect your authentic self, skills, quirks, and energy included, even if that means stepping away from center stage. Your success creates ripples beyond your immediate circle. By embracing your vision, creating luck, conquering imposter syndrome, and building support systems, you transform WonderHell from burden to adventure. When success feels different than expected, don't retreat, advance. The discomfort isn't a warning to turn back, but an invitation to grow into the person worthy of these opportunities. Your WonderHell is the prize of ambition.